What we're looking at is the number of people we have today, the number of people we're going to need going forward in the future, and then look at ways to reduce the numbers to get to that. So obviously you're going to capture whatever attrition you have. So as people leave, you evaluate whether or not you need to replace them, number one. Number two, you know, you also control the hiring. It's the attrition and the accession that's very controlled. Then number three, do you need to do something extraordinary? When we talk about extraordinary, we could run a VERA, you know, get the voluntary early retirement authority from OPM, which we have, or we could have some type of incentive, financial incentive, that would be used to incent people who are already eligible to retire to retire, and use it to incent people who are VERA eligible to retire, and that would help them do that.
So are you offering any buyouts or early outs at this time?
Not yet. You know, we've got to see what's happening with our various operational plans, but I think within the near future we will make a decision.
Okay. You've already got the go-ahead from OPM. What more are you waiting for?
Well, we need to see what's going on with the legislation. Does it, you know, how does it impact our plans? We need to make some decisions about you know, we don't have the VSIP program. What we have is we collectively bargain. We've gone through that, and we've bargained with our unions on, you know, and we've met with our management associations and consulted on it. So we had to go through that process.
So unlike a lot of other federal agencies, just having that go-ahead from OPM isn't enough for you. You've got to go through this bargaining.
Yeah, they don't bargain over wages and hours and working conditions like we do. We're different. And it hasn't been a problem. We've gone through this with our unions. We've got, you know, things laid out, and we're on the verge of making that decision.
Do you have any sort of time frame you can give me in terms of when you would be able possibly to offer these buyouts and early outs?
I thought I did a couple of, I've done this before, and I really hate to do that because I'm not positive yet.
Things are changing quickly.
Things are rapidly changing.
Give me an update. I know, speaking of your unions, that you right. were negotiating new contracts with a couple of the big ones. Were those settled, and were the
no.
unions okay? What status are they in?
Well, they're in our collective bargaining process. Once you leave negotiations, you go to mediation and or interest arbitration. So they're in interest arbitration and mediation.
What does that mean?
The rural letter carriers are in interest arbitration.
There's another one, right?
City letter carriers and the mail handlers. Well, they're in mediation, getting ready to go to interest arbitration. It's been a very slow process.
Why has the process been so slow? What are the sticking points?
Pay is always a sticking point. And, you know, some of the working conditions, workforce protections.
Such as?
Such as no layoff, contracting out, those types of things are always issues.
And that, in fact, is the provision that prevents you from reducing your workforce as quickly as perhaps the Postal Service would like. Is that correct? That no layoff provision?
No, that's not true. It's the opposite. Before that provision, we couldn't do anything. With that provision, we can do some things, but we can't do everything. I mean, the provision of layoff does allow people to gain protection after 6 years. Prior to that being changed, there was no, everybody was protected from day one forever. When you said that it stops us from it, no, it actually doesn't stop us, but it puts a process in place that allows us to do that. But you have to understand how do I say it? When you haven't hired for a long time, like the Postal Service, there isn't a lot of people who haven't earned their protection because they've been working for an extended period of time. We haven't done a lot of hiring, so a lot of people have earned protection, and we find that, you know, there are other strategies on downsizing that are as effective as this layoff provision.
As the head of human resources for the Postal Service, what is your division doing to prepare for a slimmed down unit, for a slimmed down service?
What the human resources people do is they work with the operations and the planning people on exactly what are the impacts, what the future going to look like, what changes are going to happen. And basically they create a people strategy to go along with that. In our system, we have the ability to reassign people. We have the ability to, as I spoke about to incent people to leave, to use the voluntary early retirement authority. We, you know, have a number of different things, but, you know, basically it's laying out a plan that you can minimize the impact on the organization and the individual if you get out in front and you get started early enough. You can work through this over a period of time to just minimize the impact on everyone.
Have you been reassigning a lot of people?
Yes, we've done reassignments. We reassign people from, you know, different facilities, different types of operations. We have one coming up this summer. You know, we have it on a schedule, so we'll have a reassignment coming up in this summer.
How many people will that involve?
I think it's about 8,500. It might be a little bigger, but that changes because, say I have a plan today for 8,500. By July, things may happen to reduce that. In other words, attrition, people may retire, people may do other things. So it's approximately that number, but it's always a changing number.
A lot of lawmakers have already been up in arms, I guess, about possible post office closures in their area.
Right.
How optimistic are you that they're actually going to be able to take up legislation and pass it?
That's a tough question. Based on what's going on in the last couple of years, I guess I'm as optimistic as any other American, meaning I'm not that optimistic because not a lot has been legislated. I mean, if you look at someone's record, that tells you, I'm sure someone's going to get mad at me for that, but that's beside the point. I can only answer that question based on past performance. So am I optimistic that we're going to be able to? I'm not overly optimistic. Being a very tough time with an election year, with everything going on, with the history of this Congress, it's tough.